this minute.
Not now, Jason. We can talk after the show if you feel it is necessary, but this is not the time or the place for this.
Tolerate a hostile work environment. Bingo! I have what I need to make my case. Hi guys, happy to be back. And just so you know, we'll be starting with a fresh slate, and I'll be here to help you through the transition period.
Changes? What the?
What does he mean by changes?
I'd better start brushing up my resume.
What? We better get back to work.
We're on a deadline.
We're sure you understand.
I just moved back in, and I want you guys and gals to know that I have an open door policy, and I am here to make your dreams come true. Your dreams of not being homeless, that is. Catch you guys and gals later.
Oh, shit.
We are so screwed.
We'd better tell Roy and Viv. Get into your places, everybody. Hey, writers, got those changes?
Sure, Roy. I can't tell them. Let's do it after the show.
Okay, everybody, 5 minutes. Hey, Roy, I thought I saw Jason in the hall. Did you see him?
No, but after he pulled his disappearing act, I don't want to see him again. I can't believe he would show up here again after that stunt.
Jason? Where is he?
I think he left, Viv. I just saw him going out the back
but
way.
But he's the intern. He needs to be here during the show. Not that he's been in any help, in fact, but quite the opposite. We don't have time to worry about him now. Action, everyone!
And now it is time for The City That Once Worked.
Good evening, and welcome to The City That Once Worked. On tonight's episode, we will look beyond to a larger arena. Yes, dear friends, we will be going to the state capitol to see Governor Crotchslobber.
Governor Crotchslobber, Pilver Knighted is here to see you.
Send him in, Madge. Oh, shit. What does that windbag want now? And my knee joints are killing me. I wish he'd give me a break.
Governor Crotchslobber's visitor, Pill Benighted, is a powerful CEO who runs a shoe company and has had the state in his grip for decades.
Crotch Slobber, how's it going?
Pill, things couldn't be better. I have decided to go it alone on the big fat bridge to nowhere. This will be a huge win for the unions and will create more jobs. No offense, but those 500 jobs you are giving us in exchange for having your tax rate frozen for 30 years really isn't going to make a dent in the unemployment rate, but your very presence in this state is so incredible that we are thrilled to help you make even larger profits than ever. Look at what you have done for the university. I have to get him out of here. Ever since we cut that deal, all he does is hang out in my office.
Well, Crotch, it's my pleasure to help you out. And it seems that with my help, your relationship with business has greatly improved.
Yes, it has, sir. In fact, the computer company Infill demanded that I give them the same tax break, too. Thanks so much for giving them the idea.
Not a problem, Crotch. I know how much you want to help business. Look what you did for Monsanto. And we business folks appreciate that.
Well, wish me luck, Pill. I have to sell this project all over again to the legislature, and it isn't easy. They all thought it was great until Washington pulled out. Geez, and it was supposed to be for them so they could have a more comfortable commute to buy up their tax-free merchandise at the malls and suck up Oregon jobs.
Get out of my way! Come on, traffic! Get out of my way! Can't you see? I'm in a hurry to get to my huge palatial home in Cluck County with my stuff I bought! God damn it! Where's my gun? I need to get moving. This should clear the way.
And this, Pill, is what I am trying to avoid. You'd think people would appreciate what I'm trying to do for them, but those ingrates act like I'm trying to kill their mothers.
Ah, the bridge to nowhere is too expensive.
People are driving less. Why do we need a monster bridge anyway?
There are no jobs in the city that once worked. Why make it easy for the Vancouverians to come over here to take our jobs?
It's really, really dumb.
Pill, what happened? I had great intentions. Now my constituents treat me like a corporate whore.
I have no idea, Crotchslobber. Now bend over.
While Governor Crotchslobber and his pal, until Benighted were occupied, we at the Uberwower were having our own problems. Yes, Jason was back. His uncle on the Uberwower board of directors convinced the rest of the board that Jason would be perfect as the Uberwower's magical, mystical advisor. That's magical, mystical advisor.
What's a magical, mystical advisor, Viv?
A magical, mystical advisor is apparently a name one gives to oneself when one is attempting to cover up one's complete lack of talent and experience.
Wow, I want to be a magical, mystical advisor. How can I get training?
No training is needed. All you need to do is say that you are a magical, mystical advisor, and you are one. All you need is extremely high self-esteem, and as we said in an earlier episode of The City That Once Worked, Jason graduated summa cum laude with a Bachelor's of Arts in self-esteem.
Our first order of business will be to replace the writers. They are so stale, and besides, they are insubordinate. They created a very hostile work environment for me when I was interning here.
Jason, would you mind helping us out for a minute?
Oh, I'm sorry, but I am just too busy, and I don't think it is part of my job description to be gopher for writers. The lowest life form on Earth.
Jason, dude, it will just take a second.
I am much too busy for the likes of you. Take care of it yourselves. I'm in the management trap.
Wow!
What an asshole!
But he's an intern. When I was an intern, I was everyone's slave. What happened?
Well, we can't say anything. His uncle is the president of the board of directors.
While the writers were all having anxiety attacks over the prospect of Jason in a leadership role at the Uberwower, we returned to Governor Crotchslobber's office.
Governor Crotchslobber, Tina Kotek is here to see you.
Oh, thank God. My one and only ally is here to see me. Tina! Come on in, my darling.
Cut the crap, Crotchslobber. The only reason you like me is because I'm the only state senator left who supports the big fat bridge to nowhere.
It's been terrible, Tina. All my old allies have turned their backs on us. It's just so painful.
Pull yourself together, Crotchslobber. This is serious. If this fails, my ass is grass and the unions are the lawnmower. We have to figure out a way to make this happen to get the damn bridge built.
There is one thing that could help. Remember, Washington has legalized marijuana. My analysts have determined that the bridge use will increase by 80% due to drivers driving north to Vancouver to score. And the beautiful part is that we will station state police on the Oregon side who can arrest them for impaired driving when they return. And that will pay for the bridge. What do you think about that, Kotex? We won't even have to charge tolls, and we'll get our bridge.
Brilliant, Crotchslobber. I'll take it to the rest of the Senate. I'm betting they'll go for it. Okay, Crotchslobber, this is better work. It's our last chance.
Oh, it will, Kotex. It will.
Little did Crotchslobber and Kotex know that over the river in Vancouver, the Clark County commissioners were having a meeting.
They want to do what?
They want to have stores and cafes where people can smoke their marijuana.
That would bring in all sorts of riffraff to Clark County, like hippies and rappers.
We don't want those taps in Clark County.
They might come here from the city that once worked.
Some of them might have bad ideas, like bike riding or gardens on their front lawns, and we don't go into that sort of thing over here.
And what about our children? They'll be exposed to marijuana smokers and won't even know it.
We can't have this scourge come to Clark County.
And so, Crotchslobber's and Kotex's desperate plan was shot to...
Bev! How?
Jason, what are you doing here, and why are you interrupting the show?
Oh, was I interrupting something important? Oh, yes, I see. Well, this is even more important. I am back, Viv, and in a new role at the Uberwower. I am the magical, mystical advisor. I am bringing a much-needed change to the creative process here at the Uberwower.
Jason, we don't have time now. We're in the middle of the show. My head is about to explode. Jason, with all due respect, I will be happy to speak with you, but it will have to be after the show, which is why we are here, right?
Well, all right then. But I warn you, Viv, none of that insubordination will fly anymore now that I am running this show.
On with the show. The show must go on. We return to Governor Crotchslobber as he turned on the news.
Earlier today, Cluck County commissioners voted against allowing marijuana-related businesses to operate in Cluck County. We go now to the Cluck County building.
What? This can't be true. The Cluck County commissioners voted to prohibit marijuana shops in Cluck County? This is a disaster. Why else would anyone want to go there? I'm calling Tina Kotex right now.
I just heard the bad news. This is serious! What am I going to tell the unions, and what about the bridge building companies? We'll be letting them down!
I know. I promised them this bridge, the jobs it would have created, not to mention that federal money would have me re-elected governor for life, and I really wanted my name on that bridge. The John Crotchslobber Interstate Bridge to Nowhere. What a beautiful, beautiful sound.
Well, we have to think of something. Cluck County and Vancouver have really let us down.
And those damned environmentalists.
It's hard to believe that these two were considered to be liberal Democrats, but that is how it goes sometimes in the city that once worked.
Viv, I'm so sorry. Sorry to interrupt the show, but there is a late-breaking development.
Roy, what's going on? It isn't Jason acting out again?
Oh no, it's something happening at City Hall. There are people there with torches and pitchforks. I just sent a crew over there to cover it.
We want the mayor! We want the mayor! We want the mayor!
This is Alden Schneckel from the Ubu Hour reporting from City Hall. A large crowd has gathered to protest the mayor's actions against the homeless. They are carrying pitchforks and torches and are screaming for the mayor.
Where's Sharky Scales?
But the mayor isn't here, apparently. As soon as he saw the crowd coming, he ducked out and ran off to South Africa. Sharky Scales is in South Africa, too, and appears to be laying low until things calm down at home. For the Ubu Hour, this is Alden Schneckel.
Where's Sharky Scales?
Well, this is quite a turn, and now we will return to Governor Crotchslobber and Tina Kotex. And their dilemma.
What am I gonna do? If the bridge to nowhere doesn't go through the legislature, what will happen to my legacy?
What about me? I promised the unions my career is toast.
As of this recording, the legislature has not yet voted on the fate of the bridge to nowhere, but the Ubu Hour has some suggestions for what to do in case it gets voted down.
Well, you could run the bridge over to Skamania County, which will allow marijuana businesses. I mean, if you're going to have a bridge, it may as well go somewhere people want to go to.
Just keep the old bridge, but don't allow SUVs on it. That will keep out most Cluck County assholes.
Let's build a spaceship.
Blow it up!
Blow it up!
The City That Once Worked was written and produced by Virginia Fur, directed
Now that the show is over, we need to talk.
Okay, Jason, what do you want now?
Viv, I am very concerned about the radical far-left content of The City That Once Worked. As you may know, I was hired to turn the Ubu Hour around and to increase listenership and funding. Talking about these controversial issues will turn off potential listeners. It's like The City That Once Worked is an exclusive little club for left-wing radicals.
Really, Jason? I had no idea.
Many people around here feel alienated and left out when you espouse your wild ideas. We want to make them feel included. And this making fun of corporations is insane. It's as if you want the Ubu Hour to fail.
But that's crazy, Jason.
You people have done everything you can to attack and discredit me. I think I will need to do some reorganization to adjust the loyalty factor. There is a new policy created by the board of directors that requires complete loyalty to me. Jason, the magical, mystical advisor of all.
But... Jason.
We, that is most of us at the Ubu Hour, are tired of being marginalized for our liberal democratic ideals. Sure, we aren't wild-eyed leftist radicals like you and your friends. Why, I do like to take a bath, comb my hair, I even put on a little deodorant from time to time. But I suppose in your little clique, that is unacceptable. Too bourgeois, it seems.
Are you done, Jason?
Well, you are wrong, Viv, and I'll show you. I tried and I tried to be accepted by you and your little crowd, but you spurned me, and now someone has to pay. I just can't deal with the stress you have put me through.
Well now, okay everyone, he's gone. Another one rides the bus. See y'all tomorrow.
The City That Once Worked was written and produced by Virginia Fur, directed by Virginia Fur and Rolf Sempreben. Voices were provided by the following people.
Floyd the Puppet.
Nah.
Smirky McFlight Suit.
Mamselle Jurga.
Holden McGroin.
Noah.
Sweet Tooth.
Rodney Saucepan.
Riding in a bus down the boulevard and the place was pretty packed. I couldn't find a seat so I had to stand with the perverts in the back. It was smelling like a locker room. There was junk all over the floor. We're already packed in like sardines. We're stopping to pick up more liquor. Another one rides the bus.
Welcome to our next skit here on the Ubu Hour. What do we have next? Does anyone know what's going on? Anyone?
The triumph of the swill.
The silence of the will.
The triumph of the swill.
What's that? I can't hear you. Speak more clearly.
Broadcast at your own risk.
You have been warned, dear listener.
That's right. Before we begin, I've been advised that we need to warn the listener that the following radio theater production may contain a profanity or two, so listener discretion is advised.
Phase 1. International launching of lethal sound waves. Initiate audio sequence in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is a warning from this radio station to anyone who can hear my voice. Coming up next is a program that is so vile and repugnant that we need to run this warning before we begin to run it.
Are you sure this is the right tape? Listeners, please stand by. Listeners, please stand by.
The boulders, the abominations,
this is a warning.
You have been warned. If you have not turned off your radio set right now, it may already be too late. You have already been exposed to the toxic audio agents embedded in this sound.
This Ubu Hour program may be construed as a form of audio terrorism, as it can affect the listeners in ways similar to the agents used in chemical and biological warfare.
Anyone? Is this what's supposed to be airing? Please stand by. This is a radio show. You're listening to the radio. The name of this show is the Ubu Hour. Does anyone know what's going on? Where did everyone go?
Where did everyone go?
Subliminal voices. You are in our control. You will not turn off the radio station. You will keep listening to this broadcast. You will obey our voices. You will be sucked into the sounds of what we say.
You are getting weaker. You will soon lose all willpower. Our voices are in your head. We will tell you how to think. We will think for you so that you don't have to think.
What you are about to be subjected to, if you have not turned off this radio program, and I suspect you have not turned it off, if you can still hear me speak, is a new form of audio warfare.
We are talking about a weapon of audio terrorism to be unleashed on an unsuspecting listening public through the FM radio airwaves by a shadowy terrorist organization fronted by a group known as the Uberbauer.
You are in our control. You will not turn off the radio station. You will keep listening to this broadcast. You will obey our voices. You will be sucked into the sounds of what we say.
You are getting weaker. You will soon lose all power. Our voices are in your head. We will tell you how to think. We will think for you so that you don't have to think.
We have unveiled a plot to launch this weapon of audio terrorism on the night of March 3rd, 2014, sometime between the hours of 11 p.m. and midnight from an FM radio signal located in the city of Portland, Oregon.
And you, my friend, who can hear my voice right now, are one of the victims. You have already been exposed to the first phase of this audio terrorism. Your will to turn off the radio or to change the station is fading.
It is too late. The subliminal messaging behind our voices has wormed its way into your mind. Like a dose of radiation, you do not yet know the full extent of how this radio broadcast has damaged your brain.
You hesitate. You cannot turn off what you are hearing. You have already been hooked. The poisons of our words in your head are toxic fingers that reach into your subconscious, to reach into your very soul.
The process was developed several years ago by the CIA using psychosomatic sound waves and subliminal messaging.
Advancements in sound technology in the advertising world allow us to create a new weapon of sound.
But of course, we need to control an audio medium platform with which to broadcast this weapon.
A pirate station would have been the logical choice.
But with limited frequency, and we couldn't go to the commercial broadcasters.
The AM bandwidth does not have enough frequency to implement the full effect of the sound wave. We need the fuller FM band to make the weapon fully operational.
So we insinuated ourselves into a non-profit radio station in a semi-major market.
It was the easiest path to get the weapon on the air, an FM signal that carries to most of the population of a major American metropolitan area.
Will the affected population understand what we have done to them? Even if we explain it to them, the confusion has already set in.
If they can hear this explanation, it is too late for them to do anything. Time now for the next phase.
Phase 2. Dissemination of malignant action and retrieval of metadata for future discongruity.
You hesitate. You cannot turn off what you are hearing. You have already been hooked. The poisons of our words in your head are toxic fingers that...
Why are you listening to this?
I don't know.
Well, I don't like it. Doesn't make any sense. It makes too much sense. Why don't we listen to something nice?
What are you doing?
I'm turning the station. Please do.
But I was listening to that. Stop that.
You really want to hear that? It's 2 against 1.
Allow us to create a new weapon of sound.
Turn the station.
But I was listening to it.
I don't want to hear it. It's too scary. Let go of me. Everyone settle down. No reason to go crazy. It's just a stupid radio show.
Don't turn it off. No.
I'm turning the station to something more wholesome.
Odysseus is tied to the mast. As the ship sails past the jagged rocks of the Siren Shore.
Greek mythology. Much better. Clean, wholesome.
This is old shit. Come on, let's listen to something more edgy.
The sirens call out across the waves.
Come here, Odysseus. I want you. Come here. I feel so hot for you. I want you so bad.
Odysseus, I want to feel you inside me. I want you to make wild love to me.
I'll let you do anything to me. All your wildest sexual fantasies. Me and my sister.
Yes, Odysseus, we're so horny for you. Bring your ship here so that we can pleasure you.
I think it's so hot to see you out there with your naked chest and strong arms inside.
Really? This is wholesome? How can they allow this smut on the radio?
At least it's better than that last bullshit.
The sirens were the original femme fatale as they lured sailors to their deaths. But the crew had their ears filled with wax, and only Odysseus heard the sirens call out across the waves.
Their voices, from across the din of the waves, were more than just voices. Images were invoked in his head.
The sirens filled him with lust and desire. He could see the sirens clearly just in the sound of their voices.
One has to remember that he's been on a ship for many weeks, with nothing to fuck except the cabin boy or his hand, so any female voice was enough to drive him crazy.
He tries to rip himself out of the ropes that bind him to the mast of the ship, insane with lust and desire for the pair of women just beyond the waves on the nearby shore.
Imagining himself with these two hot women who are hot for a three-way with him.
Fuck! Let me out of these ropes! I'm the captain of this damn ship! Untie me so that we can meet these beautiful creatures face to face! Damn you men! Untie me now! I'm your goddamn captain! Obey my fucking orders right now!
We want you, Odysseus. We're waiting here for you. Come here so that we can have wild sex.
Your voice is in my ears! If I could rip my way out of these ropes! Oh, fuck! I want them so bad! Turn the ship around! We need to go back!
That's what we're talking about here. Sirens. A pair of beautiful naked goddesses who sing out to passing ships.
And now a siren is nothing but the shrill scream of emergency. Someone is hurt, a fire is burning, or a crime was committed. A domestic disturbance is underway. A siren is no longer a beautiful woman on a rocky shore.
It's like we lose something every day. The world becomes smaller and more squalid as knowledge increases. Once man was at the center of the universe, now we're just another stupid beast.
As time goes on, the stories become more and more trite. Nothing is new anymore. The magic is gone. No more novelty. Instead, we have useless trinkets called novelties.
Just what I was saying. Man was once everything. Now, they're saying that plants can sense things. Humanity is being degraded and humiliated once more. Knowledge is what destroys us. The way it destroyed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
Phase 3. Diffusion of source material to obscure origins. Rescramble and reassemble the sound bites to hide the sound weapon sequence through alternative narrative mode. It is tragic what has happened to humanity. Once we were special. We were the center of the universe. We were special because God made us in His image.
It all started to fall apart when Galileo claimed that we were not the center of the universe.
Couple hundred years later, Darwin shows up and says that people are an advanced form of monkey.
In other words, mankind is just another stinking animal on some planet orbiting some minor star.
And then it comes out that chimpanzees use tools. Dolphins and whales have language.
Slowly, time erodes every aspect that made man special. The scientists have conspired to destroy our specialness.
Where will it end? The fact that animals have feelings, that animals can feel pain?
The conversion of thought into synaptic reactions? The intelligence of plant life?
This is what science has wrought upon us. The increasing humiliation of man. We are losing every attribute that made us special. We are becoming another nothing.
The story from the beginning. Tree of knowledge. Forbidden fruit.
That's what we wanted to talk to you about. We need to keep fighting back. We can't let this nation fall further into the vast evil scheme.
That's better? That's not any good either. Let me change the channel back.
No! Anything's better than what you were listening to. What are you doing? Stop that! Don't turn it back!
Phase 4. Reconfigure narrative and reassess damage. Propagate and repeat the initial sonic sequence for maximum potency.
You have the misfortune to be listening to the radio theater program called Triumph of the Swill.
The program uses an audio sequence of frequencies and subliminal messages that adversely affect the health of the listener.
This program is, was, or will be aired on the night of March 3rd, 2014, to an unsuspecting listening public who were not adequately warned of the harmful effects of this program.
This program uses a malignant audio processes developed in the late 1980s by the CIA. Anyone who has been exposed to these aural transmissions is strongly advised to seek medical and psychological help.
Through the use of dangerous audio signals, a shadowy terrorist organization known as the Ulu Hour has contrived to carry out a terrorist act over the FM radio signal of the public airways.
Transmission of this program to the general public is an act of terrorism. If you're listening to these words right now, you are under a terrorist attack.
You need to stay calm. You need to keep listening to this broadcast for emergency procedures.
Do not attempt to change the radio dial or to stop listening to this broadcast.
Really? No one tells me what to do. Enough of this. I'm finding something else.
Stop it! I was listening to it!
We have to change the dial. It's messing with your brain. It's messing with all our brains.
Why don't we listen to something normal for a change?
And now, back to the weekend talk show with Joe Pug.
Joe Pug here, giving you the truth, giving you the real news. You know what? I hate whiners. There's all these whiners out there, people whining about how they want to be paid more.
That's right, Joe. Those minimum wage people, they whine about not getting paid enough. What a bunch of losers.
You know what I want to tell these people? You want to get paid more? Then get a better job, you loser!
Enough of these assholes. Let's tune in something else.
There's a reason you aren't getting paid $15 an hour.
Because you're not worth $15 an hour. That is because you are stupid. That's why you work for McDonald's.
That's what I tell this clown that wants to get paid $15.
$15 an hour?
You tell him, Mike. You're the best, man. You tell it like it is. I love you, man.
These lazy people, like Leroy and Shyvana, why the hell do they think they are worth more than what they are paid? If I had my way, we wouldn't have any minimum wage at all. A minimum wage forces a company to pay people more than they are worth. It places an undue restriction on the price of labor.
I agree with you fully, Mike. How can we expect corporations that make a decent profit and prosper when we have this artificial construct of a minimum wage? In a free marketplace, all wages will be determined by the invisible hand of the marketplace, by what the company is willing to pay and the worker is willing to get paid to create the ideal wage, thus increasing productivity and benefiting the entirety of society.
That makes perfect sense, Professor. Unfortunately, some of our lesser members of society don't really understand economic models. But to make it clear to the listeners out there, you are advocating for the total elimination of minimum wage.
That's quite right, Mike. All minimum wages should be abolished, especially now with high unemployment and economic uncertainty. It's one of the many tools we can use to pull this nation out of recession.
That makes sense to me. It's just a matter of fairness. There are people out there who want more than they deserve. Those people are ruining it for the rest of us.
Yeah, you show them, Mike. Down with the minimum wage.
You idiot. Isn't that what you're earning?
No, I got a raise. I make 30 cents more than minimum wage.
And you're not worried about them lowering your wages?
Nah, it's not me who's getting overpaid. It's those people in the ghetto. You wouldn't understand.
And now we go to break, but I'll be back after these messages.
Anyway, while he's on the break, let me see what Joe has to say.
Like I said, I hate whiners. Now that the cold weather this winter's exposed global warming is a hoax. We have these global warming people whining about not calling it global warming. Now they want to call it climate change.
What a bunch of whining crybabies. It's like they just want to make up the rules as they go along. It's not global warming, it's climate change. Next month it'll be a temperature fluctuation.
I tell you, these Enviro whack jobs can't tell me what to do. I drive my Hummer every day, so suck on that, Mr. Environmentalist. Not only that, but even when I don't use my Hummer, I keep the engine running 3 or 4 hours a day. That is my American right and freedom to do what I want.
Right you are, Joe. That's why we need to fight back. The communists are using quote-unquote global warming. Excuse me, I mean climate change, to push their socialist agenda to topple our great capitalist system.
They already have the entire Democrat Party in their pocket, and I'm not so sure on some of these Republicans. The last thing we need now is appeasers and compromisers when we have Barack Hussein Obama-tala in the White House.
The left agenda is to have complete control over our lives. That's the difference between them and us on the right.
Yeah, complete control of our lives. That and letting immorality run rampant. They want to allow abortion and gay marriage and smoking illegal drugs. Yeah, you got that right, Joe. Fuck those libtards. We won't let them take away our guns and steal our money and give it all to them and Mexicans.
And now we got to go to the break, folks, but I'll be back to take your calls here on the Joe Pug Show.
There you have it. Some examples of the radio talk show host at work. And you too can have a career as a high-paid talk show host like Joe and Mike simply by following the steps in this program.
Through this interactive training process, we'll give you all the necessary tips you need to become a successful, well-paid radio talk show host.
The most important thing about being a talk radio host is your voice. Your voice is your tool.
Sound confident and assured, you are a privileged member of a select group.
Your personal beliefs and opinions do not matter.
To make a lot of money in talk radio, your on-air persona needs to be conservative.
But I don't believe in that conservative bullshit. I don't even care about politics.
Don't worry about it. You'll believe in it sooner or later. Then you can stop caring about the poor. You can stop worrying about the environment. Why let those things get in the way of promotion and success?
But what if I wanted to be a moderate talk show host, or even a liberal one? Different points of view?
Don't be an idiot! Liberal talk hosts don't earn squat. Most of them are stuck in low to no pay jobs in the radio Siberia of non-profit radio. Don't you want to be rich?
Well, sure, that'd be nice.
Okay, then let's keep watching the training video.
Conservative.
Every morning, the Fox Network releases a list of right-wing talking points that you can use on your own broadcast.
No need to waste precious time searching for news items and analyzing press releases. The talking points make your job easy.
Remember, you can't just be conservative. You need to stake a position somewhere to the right of Rush Limbaugh.
The more outrageous the things you say, the more you energize listeners and increase ratings.
As we saw in this last example, an issue like minimum wage or food stamps is the perfect chance to throw red meat out to your audience, many of whom are white.
However, when you target minorities, you must never, ever use the certain words like the N-word. Otherwise, you'll be branded a racist.
The skill of the successful talk radio host is to use the right words to create the stereotypes of racism in the minds of the listeners in subtle ways that will leave one protected from allegations of racism.
It is always good to identify a recognizable target to project blame. By creating various enemies for the listener, you can create the conflict that makes for a more dynamic talk show format.
Any marginalized group will do. Minorities, gay people, the Occupy crowd, pot smokers, and atheists. And of course, there's always their liberal elite with their socialist agenda who control the liberal media.
Sure, the elite, the bankers and the CEOs. I don't mind going after them. They're the ones who...
No, no, no! Not those people. You must never do anything to offend the wealthy and successful, unless you're talking about liberals.
Why not?
Those people own most of the radio medium. They are the ones who will be paying your big salary. That's why they must always be portrayed in a good light, and any accusations against them be quickly deflected.
But wouldn't that be lying?
No, it's not lying or telling the truth. It is simply the act of displaying our version of the truth.
Listen, kid, don't you understand? We need to keep up the battle against our enemies. If we don't spin our version of the truth, then we'll lose them.
All anyone has to do is look around and see that capitalism is failing and climate change is real. Of course, these things are obvious. That's why it is our mission to make them less obvious. Do you understand?
No. What about telling people the truth, that capitalism is failing and climate change is real?
You don't understand. If we can get enough people out there to believe these things aren't happening, then they are not happening.
That's why we need to double down, entrench ourselves, and defend our positions. Find more outlets to spread our positions and convince people we are right.
I don't understand. Are you saying that climate change is a hoax? How can anyone believe that anymore?
Millions of people believe it's a hoax because we made them believe it's a hoax. If enough of us believe, then reality becomes what we want it to be.
But what about the extreme weather? The droughts?
Merely predictions from the Bible, nothing more.
Are you going to believe a few pointy head scientists? Scientists work for universities, and we all know that universities are a liberal propaganda machine.
The scientists have been indoctrinated to spew out this climate change nonsense. It's nothing but a hoax like Darwinism. Just look at the insane beliefs those people try to foist on us.
They are trying to destroy the world with these crazy ideas. That's why we must keep up the battle to convince people that. The right is right because we say it's right, and we have all the money in the world to convince you that we're right as well.
Phase 6. Reprogram and deprogram for further illusion. Deploy and dissemination. Tactical advancement procedure.
A subliminal sound waves that issue from the radio speaker. Words that seem inconsequential, yet the sequence of words into the ears of the unsuspecting listener.
Radio waves to control your behaviors. Semiotic brainwash sequencing into the minds of those who have the misfortune of connecting to the sound of my voice.
The listener may be unaware of the effect of the radio broadcast in their head. The listener most likely will not know the psychological damage that is taking place.
Traffic is busier than usual today as a result of a naked woman walking down the center of the freeway. If you're in a rush, you might want to avoid the highway. However, if you're not in a rush, you might want to be there.
We now return to our regularly scheduled program.
Hey, change it over to the AM. They're airing some of it.
Transmission of this program to the general public is an act of terrorism.
There it is!
If you're listening to these words right now, you are under a terrorist attack.
And this, my friends, is yet another example of just how insane the liberals have become. We just heard a very short clip of it.
This is great!
That was absolutely appalling.
A radio show on a militant left-wing radio station here in Portland, Oregon, has aired an inflammatory program that contained mind-altering sound waves and subliminal messages.
Fuck! They didn't even give the name of the show!
Not even the radio station!
That's right, Lars. Their stated purpose was to create confusion and terror and to brainwash the listeners to their anarchist agenda.
This is really a new low for the left, but really, are any of you surprised? These people have forsaken God. They have no morals, no standards of decency.
This really shows how desperate the left wing in this country has become. I think it's because everything they stand for has been exposed as a sham. From Obamacare to global warming, they can't win the arguments fairly. So they actually have to try to brainwash people through advanced audio manipulation.
Some people are calling this the first act of radio terrorism, and frankly, I agree.
Even if it does turn out to be a hoax, they've tried to aggressively push their misguided agenda.
The liberals are bankrupt of ideas. I think we'll see them resort to more and more of these extreme measures as their theories become further and further disproved.
And their lies become bigger and bigger. I think these radio terrorists are the beginning of the end. They are the sign that the entire progressive movement has devolved into criminal immorality.
And enough talk about that. Up next, we talk about more cover-ups with Benghazi. And then later, in the hour, we find out how Obamacare is destroying our economy. We will also discuss how lower taxes, lower regulations, and the end of the minimum wage will help businesses and the economy.
That would do it. No one would complain minimum wage was too low if we simply got rid of it.
Don't touch that dial.
Most Americans, I really don't think. They don't see color. They don't.
The White House. They apparently have a new column today
about the nuke situation. And here she is. The column is entitled "A Glowing Report on Radiation." Glowing.
Blah 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 blah. What a bunch of rich, hateful, smug creeps.
So easy for them to put down minimum wage earners. You notice the talk show hosts never tell the listeners how much they earn?
Yeah, like these talk show people want people to think they're regular folks and earn a regular salary. Anyone who believes that bullshit's a sucker.
That's right, Gwen. I think you better pick your head up and put it back on your shoulders because we're throwing all over the ground right now. Yes. We've got
But that never happens here.
I'm asking you a logical question.
I'm giving you a logical answer.
You don't have logic.
You're right.
Where's your logic? What would you do? I'm asking you, what would you do to change the system for the better? After all, every time you people bring up costs, you don't care about the trillions of dollars to bail out the banks and all the credit card companies.
Kathy, get off my phone! Get off my phone, you little pinhead! I don't care! You people don't care about the trillions! Get off my phone! I'm gonna lose my mind today!
Phase 7, Revelation and Genesis, Alpha and Omega. Unveil the true meaning of radio when it all breaks down to the nothingness.
I love this country. It's given so much to me. I want to see America succeed and every American succeed. But it's time for a major course correction. Now, earlier today, I released an article on my website, Hannity.com, detailing the conservative solutions I think that can help put America back on the right track. In a moment,
giving so much sex he wants to have sex.
Culture has a new
and on and on and on.
And you take a look at the degeneracy in America today under Obama. Yes, I will blame him because he has no dignity whatsoever.
The government is
just
literally
as we've
shut
seen
down
a black
because
and white
the Senate did not approve
in America,
the funding
nothing.
Sent to it
the National Labor Relations
by the House of Representatives. That's why it's closed.
To intimidate Boeing,
you could have Harry Reid call it the Republican shutdown, have Nancy Pelosi call it the extremist radical Republican shutdown, have the president say, Republican.
A new call. And on and on and on. It's all bullshit ripping out of the radio airwaves.
Shit and more shit to fill your head with shit.
A steady stream of verbal excrement, complete fucking shit from a bunch of total shitheads.
Right is right because we say it's right. If you believe us, you will be right too.
Shit splatters out of radio speakers to turn the minds of the listeners into a mush of shit as well.
Just as we've seen.
And you too can help us keep turning this world into a massive shithole by simply denying and doing nothing.
Day and night, night and day, their words of shit spray and splatter from the airwaves.
Spiraling deeper and deeper into the big shit.
The funding lies and blather. Their words as toxic as the spew that shits out of the coke industrial plants or the leaking pipes from tar sand Alberta.
Have the president say, Republican.
Excrement and waste. Deep shit reverberates through the skulls of the brain dead. The masters of shit continue to spew their words of shit.
Well, so now what's your solution to this?
Words and words and words and words, nothing and shit and crap assholes loaded with shit and more shit.
Hating shit and words and talking shit, and you listen to this shit and you can't even see the shit piled high everywhere.
Nothing but shit. Total shit.
The triumph of the
media that I have to tell you about.
Do you understand? This is all there is. Nothing but shit. We have nothing else to say.
And the government is literally shut down in America.
Giving so much sex he wants to have sex.
And culture has been caught
today. And on.
That's why it's closed. You have Harry Reid off the Republican shutdown.
You have nothing else to listen to. This radio play is over. There's nothing left. It has all gone to shit.
Giving so much sex he wants to have sex.
That's it. The preceding program was titled The Triumph of the Swill. It was written by Rolf and performed by
Yehuda Bangs,
Smirky McFlight Suit,
Rolf,
Bob,
Kim,
Otter Pants,
Virginia Fur,
Patrick Bocard,
The Scourge of Troutdale,
Noah Tempt,
Renegade,
Will Seaman.
I don't have an alias.
You just gotta use your real name if you don't have an alias.
Okay.
What if the real Will Seaman hears that?
Has been the Ubu Radio Theater Hour, coming at you every first Monday at 11 p.m. here on KBOO Portland.
We won't be back until next month, but have no fear, because there's radio theater every Monday night.
And if you want to listen to this program again or other Ubu Hour shows, you can podcast us on the web.
Go to kboo.fm and look for Ubu, spelled U-B-U.
Thank you for listening to
the Ubu Hour.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha Cha Club.
Let's put on the show.
Olé, olé, it's showtime.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd think the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
The boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their claws?
No, because they're macaws. And our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan. And two can sound better than one toucan can.
In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you. This is the Tiki Cha Cha Club, where the Cocktail Nation meets Exotica at the corner of Kalakaua Boulevard and Bourbon Street in a little Spanish village, a small discotheque on the Isle of Capri.
Once again, to the show that never ends, well, at least an hour's worth of it anyway, it's that Wacky Cha-Cha Club, heard every night, wait. It's the Wacky Cha-Cha Club, heard here once a week, no, it's the Hippie Cha-Cha Club this morning with the flowers in the hair. Okay, you caught me with my pants up, and we're laying it down, It's the Tiki Cha-Cha Club, where everything old is new again, and you might even grow nostalgic for places you've never even been to before.
There glows